Well, this is exciting. We have, I always love when we can talk about really cool events that are happening in our region. That's what we do most days on the show, and today is no exception, and we have a really cool one to talk about that's coming up next Wednesday. The Red Lion Inn is presenting their event, Voices of Democracy, Imagining America, the Next 250. They will be celebrating America with visionary artists, activists, educators, and musicians from the national and local community as they envision the hopes, dreams, and challenges of our next 250 years. Showtime is at 6:30 on Wednesday. It's an evening of songs, storytelling, poetry, and imaginings. The production is conceived and directed by Robert Egan, who joins us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Robert. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure to have you in the program here in the studio. We also welcome musical director and our good friend Johnny Irion, who is here for a preview as well. Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. So let us, you did this earlier in the month.
It was a different show earlier in the month.
Yes, but a similar...
It looked at the past.
Okay.
This is looking at the future.
All right. So, but they are connected in some
way. Totally. We bookended July.
Yes.
And celebrated beginning and ending the month, the 250th birthday.
A really long way of me asking, how did that one go?
We sold out.
That's great.
We had
Jane Atkinson was there.
Amazing actors, 10, 11 actors from both locally and nationally came. And they read, it was 5 chapters, 50 years each chapter. And it was first person accounts for the great voices of democracy.
Robert's
and very surprising and startling.
He's had so many friends come out of the woodwork for these shows of people he's worked with through the years, which has completely blown my mind. So that last show was great.
So how did you come to this idea and wanting to do this?
I've spent the better part of my life running theaters, major cultural institutions, the Music Center in Los Angeles, Seattle Repertory Theater, and then a thing called the Ojai Playwrights Conference.
Oh.
So what you do, Joe, is very close to my heart, which is exploration, exchange of ideas that are both about our past as a way to understand the present and maybe a window to the future. So Sarah Eustace, who runs the Red Lion, said to me, we should do something. And I said, okay. And I gave them this idea. Let's begin the month with something. End the month with something. And I thought Voices of Democracy. So I went back and I love researching. I love looking at history. So I curated the event. And I have to say what I discovered in looking at the Founding Fathers was quite startling.
So I want to get into that in just a second. But let me ask you, what brought you from Los Angeles to the East Coast?
Family brought me here. So we made the move, it's been great.
Wonderful. As far as, and I would think for a project like this, of being in the cradle of much of what you're talking about as far as the past, that must be helpful in a project like this.
It is. But, you know, research can travel.
Of course it can.
All over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, you have to have a willing populace that wants to hear ideas, and also a group of artists that want to, you know, communicate those ideas. And fortunately for me, we had that with Jane Atkinson, Michael Gill, Lila Robbins, one of the great American actresses. So it was wonderful. Ramiz Monsef, wonderful actor.
Quick shout out for Jane Atkinson, who's going to be on our show and in the studio on Monday. So we're very excited to welcome her to the show. She has an event coming up in Great Barrington that we'll be talking about. So we look forward to having
She's
her
awesome.
Here. So, Johnny, how'd you get involved in all this?
Well, the Red Lion Inn has been an intersection of cultural arts for a long time, and it feels like things are starting to with more folks like Robert moving into the area, and he's pretty close to the inn. It just seemed like a good fit. We met a couple years ago, and thought we might be able to work together. And I think we've been having a pretty good time working together. And we just, at the Red Lion Inn, you know, it's such a historic spot. There's a new tent in the courtyard. So which, when you're walking down that street in Stockbridge, and you can just go down this little alleyway into the courtyard, it spills into this beautiful spot where this tent is that was just put up. And the first show was done underneath the tent. So this is the second show underneath the tent with like real staging and lighting and PA. So that's been, I've been helping out with a lot of that. And it's just, it's a great place to have a show, and really looking forward to Wednesday.
The pictures that I saw of the first show, the one earlier this month, the way I would describe that area is it's just cozy. It just looks perfect. It just looks like a lovely place to gather for such an event.
Yeah, there's a bar outside. Then you can go inside to the Lion's Den. Somebody's playing down there. Somebody's playing piano on the upstairs. And you can sit on the front porch. And it's just wonderful.
Yeah, it's like the old Chautauquas, right?
Yes.
In the tent, revival meeting.
Right.
A revival meeting about this country, where we're going, where we've been. Nothing gives me more pleasure to discussing that.
So what has it been like in putting this particular of the future, which is maybe a little bit harder, right? Because we have to figure in where we are now and where we can go and where we want to be.
Well, you know, I just reached out to, there are artists who are participating.
Yes.
There are activists and leaders. And once I communicated the concept of the show, people were in. They wanted to do it. They wanted to think about this. They wanted to, you know, think about what their vision of the future could be, might be, should be. And so, you know, we have 16 people that are coming to participate in various ways. And I got the sense, I had the great good fortune of being one of the original producers of Angels in America.
Yep.
And when Tony Kushner wrote that play, you just felt the zeitgeist was ready for it, right?
Yes.
People wanted to think about that issue. And the way Tony thought about it was so expansive. And the intersection between the challenges to the gay community, capitalism, Roy Cohn, it was, you know, extraordinary play. I'm finding the same thing now. There's something in the air. People know they need to start talking about where this country is and where it's going in a deeper way. So I'm very thankful that we provided a platform for that to happen.
I think you are the third guest in 3 days to talk about the importance of addressing these issues and thinking about it. And because what at least the two guests before you have both said is that we seem to be hungry, that the question that I know probably you get, Johnny, I get all the time is, okay, we're here. What can we do about this? What's next? What can we do about this? And there is almost, I won't say a helpless feeling, but certainly a feeling of distress as to, and also the clock is ticking that something needs to be done.
I have to say, I you know, I've been on the front lines of socio-political theater since I began.
Yes.
So this has been my mission in life.
Right.
I was a little bit in despair over the last few years. But I have to say, when I went back and curated Voices of Democracy and looked back at the Founding Fathers and the great Frederick Douglass, Du Bois, it reinvigorated me. You know, we have work to do, and the vision's there. What those Founding Fathers talked about was, we have to seek the truth of this American experiment, and that comes through free inquiry, freedom of speech, and an educated electorate. Without that, we're in trouble. So I'm trying to do my small part in invigorating that effort and enlightening, educating through great people from the community and the national scene who will talk about it. And, you know, hopefully I'm interested in the way forward now.
Right.
And not getting distressed and not getting stuck and not giving up. We can't. Frederick Douglass didn't give up. Lincoln didn't give up. You know, you go back at our past, these people did not get, and there was great bloodshed and passion and intellect on the table. We've got to continue that, or we'll give it up.
Johnny, as far as the musical component, how that seems to be a very important part of this, and what is it like to marry these the words and the music together?
Well, I keep coming back to community and building out. And so the songs that I probably will sing during this show will reflect what's going on in the show. So as far as, but I am singing with
Perla Bataya, who was Leonard Cohen's songmate through most of his career, toured with him. She's an international sensation. Was awarded, you know, peace prizes by the United Nations. She's very much in the front lines of this work, and she's going to sing, and Johnny's going to sing. That's our musical component.
So I'll be supporting and singing with some of the actors on the stage.
But Johnny's also going to be doing his own thing.
Yeah, but it really when that question is, you know, I have a lot of friends. They're like, when are you going to write a protest song? I'm like, we have plenty of protest songs to get out there and sing. So to me, you know, it can be so overwhelming with what's going on and what Robert, you just gave me hope the way you were talking about it, is building community like out, like where I'm at. Where I am, where I stand with the 40 people that I'm with that night, like creating that energy, just like I saw a few folks the other day that saw the show and they were like, oh my gosh, I needed that.
Yeah.
So that ripple effect keeps going. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm just really focused on the community, and that's like being here in this moment with you, what WAMC does and how you guys support the community. That's really where I feel like the work is for me with the songs and how the songs pivot off of my quiver of songs is pretty large. So whatever happens in the show will, you know, it'll be in the moment for sure.
As far as the individuals who will be taking part in this, give us a sense of who will be there.
I'm going to give you a sense because there's 16 of them. But
okay.
Let me talk about the artistic leaders, visionaries that are coming or contributing. John Robin Bates, a multiple Pulitzer Prize, old dear friend of mine. I've directed most of his work. We go back decades.
Other Desert Cities.
I directed that, yeah.
When it was on Broadway?
No, I directed it in L.A., and then I just did it in Dorset a second time.
Oh, that's great.
And now it's going to Broadway.
And now it's going to Broadway.
Yeah. I can't remember who's directing it. But great company, Allison Janney. And
Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
And
Ed Harris.
Ed Harris, yeah.
No, not Julia Roberts. Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Louis-Dreyfus, yeah. My apologies. Yeah.
So Robbie has, we worked on a play prior to the Trump election.
Yes.
That was done all over the country. And he's written a thing called The American Epilogue. So we'll be doing that. Nicole Salter, who's also a Pulitzer Prize finalist, is a playwright, actress, and was the chair at Howard University and now is a professor there. She's going to be giving her vision. And then the leaders, Michael Roth, who's the president of Wesleyan University, is coming, has been a major voice for protecting, you know, academia and institutions.
A regular guest on this program.
Great.
Wonderful guy.
Jim Brook, international correspondent for years with the New York Times and others, and Russia, is going to be giving his perspective. Kate McGuire, the great artistic director locally.
Absolute
Berkshire
best.
Theater Group is going to be coming and talking. A wonderful group of actors will be presenting this, the material. So Anthony Haynes, who is the co-chair of the NAACP Berkshire Legal Redress Committee, and Shirley Edgerton, who created the Rite of Passage and Empowerment Program that's in Pittsfield for youth. So it's a whole great group of educators, artists who will be, you know, talking about the future. And I've had an opportunity to see some of what they're saying It's all extremely entertaining and very inspirational. Some of it a little dystopian, a warning. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a warning, you know, about where this could go. And we have this, I found her the other day, Harmony Estrada, who's a, I wanted a young person to talk about what they want from us for their future. She's a Native American Indian who just graduated from Monument Mountain High, and she's going to be talking. We've been working on what she's going to say. So it's a great group and necessary.
There's not a lot of tickets left.
Yeah.
All right. So get
50
going.
Tickets left.
So Red Lion Inn is...
And there's food beforehand. Starts at 5.
Doors at 5, yeah.
Cocktails and festive food at 5. And then the show starts at 6:30 and it's 90 minutes long. And it will not be that hot out there.
No.
This time it'll be nice and comfortable.
RedLionInn.com to find out more and to find out more about tickets. Conceived and directed by Robert Egan, musical direction by Johnny Irion. It's the Red Lion Inn presenting Voices of Democracy, Imagining America, the next 250. Gentlemen, what a pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you very much, and thank you for what you do.
Well, absolutely. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for coming in and for presenting this to the community, such an important event. Again, you can find out more, redlioninn.com, redlioninn.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.